And I'm so delighted to say I have another guest on the line with me right now. Always a pleasure every time we chat. They would have to be one of my just favourites of 2024. I'm talking about Revolver, and I'm delighted to say I have Phoebe on the line with me. Good morning.
Morena, Liam. Oh, thanks for those nice words.
Oh, you're so welcome. How are ya?
I'm good. I'm not going to lie. I'm in bed. I'm relishing in my last late morning for the week.
Oh.
My mask is still on my head.
Oh, no. There's something about it when you know it's the last one.
Yeah, it feels naughty. It's like, oh, tomorrow I have to get up for the ferry at like 5 a.m.
Oh, God. Oh, not the ferry.
Not the ferry. I'm excited about it, actually. I love the Inter-Islander.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Have you ever had their butter chicken?
No, should I?
It's surprisingly not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll give that a crack. We do have to eat on the ferry for efficiency's sake.
You've got to eat. It's important.
Yeah.
But that's very appropriate because you have to take the ferry for a reason, and that's because you're on tour.
It's finally come around.
Thank God. I'm so excited for this. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm actually really excited about the South Island. Everyone's been very onto it, and the pre-sales have been going well. Christchurch, very snappy, very proud of you guys.
Really? I'm actually a little surprised. good, though, good. And, well, and you're playing at Space Academy as well, which just fantastic venue for you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love Space Academy. Great pizza, great spot. It's going to be really fun.
Now, tell me, what should we be expecting from your show, which is tomorrow night?
Oh, God. That's crazy to think, hey. Wow, it's really rolled around.
Well,
it's Halloween, so you could expect some light costuming.
Oh, my God, it is too. I didn't even click.
And we have Amber Carly Williams joining us on support.
Love.
Very excited to see her play. Big fan of her work. And just playing the album down, maybe a few new surprises here and there, some theatrical bits, some group choreography. It's going to be a really fun night. It's first night of the tour, so we'll be warming into it with a really lovely Christchurch audience, I'm sure.
Group choreography.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. I'm down. I'm so down for it. Now, you said light costuming. How light?
Well, it's been discussed in the group chat. We didn't want to wear masks. You know,
that would be annoying.
So maybe like some like cat ears, hats,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a cape here and there.
Yeah, capes would be nice.
Yeah, a cape would be a lovely touch. I've also had a skeleton in my car for the last 3 weeks.
Okay,
you might know something about Liam. So we're thinking about maybe bringing that down as the ninth band member.
Oh, love, yeah.
May as well.
Why not? I'm so excited to see you guys play. Now, I don't know if you can answer this, because it's like if a parent said they had a favourite child, but are there songs you particularly love performing?
Yeah, definitely Bush Bash.
Yeah.
Of the album. Also really love performing Hot Jam and Nigel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the two are quite similar in a way, but the Nigel is so different. But it's really lovely to perform live. Feels really nice and, like, kind of cathartic.
Though saying that, I mean, this is the first show of the tour. Have you been able to play this music out, like, heaps?
Not really. This is kind of the first time. We had an RNZ live session on the day of the album release, but we only played 5 songs from the album. And it was quite funny. We've had to, like, relearn our parts. We recorded it over the course of, like, a week as, like, the band, and then bits kind of got gradually added. So everyone was like, oh, what did I play there?
Oh, that's funny. You wouldn't all fit in one car, though, would you?
We have... I remember last time we chatted, I told you we were going to come down in 2 cars, and eventually I folded in. We've splurged on a 12-seater van.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Woo!
The budget went crazy.
Yeah.
I don't really know what a budget means anymore at this point.
That's the thing. Budget, I mean, technically the definition of a budget would be like financial restraints you stick within, right? But everyone breaks their budget. So, like, what's the point of a budget?
For real. I'm definitely not stuck with it this year.
Hey, it's not been a great year financially for anyone, so it's fine.
No,
you know?
Definitely not. But I'm hoping we can at least bring some joy tomorrow night.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second. I'm so excited for it. If people do want to grab, if there are last minute tickets, like some still available, where can people actually grab those?
There are still some available on UTR, and there will be some tickets on the door.
All right. Now, I have to ask, although it's not in Christchurch, about this Wanaka show of yours.
What about it?
Why is it secret-ish, sort of? Like, what's the deal there?
Our dear band member, Lily, is from Wanaka, from Hawea Flat.
Oh, she's got the connections.
She's got the connections, and her parents have a lovely spot, which they very generously let us host a gig / afternoon party on our tours, and it's always a hoot.
Oh, my God, this is going to be so cool. Just for context for our listeners, November 2nd, Secret Garden, Hawea Flat, Wanaka, asterisk, address to be released to ticket holders upon purchase. Whoa.
That's right.
It's a bit freaking cool.
Yeah, I think that one will be a real, real fun one. Lovely afternoon gig, and then we can get a good night's sleep before
Yay, yes. Now, I think your music, though, would go hard in a garden, you know?
I think it's a great place for it. With
yeah,
an afternoon
totally.
Bevy in the sun, a great context for it.
Oh, I could not agree more. Saying that, though, definitely, it may be the album of my summer, maybe. Be listening to it
nice.
With my Aperol spritzers, big into those at the moment. What is your summer drink? Like, if you could just, you know, relax in the sun all day, what would you drink?
Oh, I reckon, like, the pub of my heart, my second home, the pub I feel comfortable wearing my slippers to, is a terrible thing to say out loud.
No, I love that.
Is the Rogan Vagabond in Wellington, and they serve ginger fusion. Ooh. And they've recently released an iteration upon that of lemon fusion, and it's just like the alcoholic lemonade in the sun on their lawn.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. In your slippers as well. Love. Oh, my God. Well, Phoebe, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is always, always a pleasure to chat. And I'm so excited for this show tomorrow night. So excited for everything, just anything you goddamn do.
Thanks, Liam.
So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No, thank you for having me. Always so lovely to catch up.